Okay, Shavua Tov, Chodesh Tov, everyone, it's Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, recording the shiur on Tuesday, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, the yard site of Yosef HaTzadik. There's a big inyan that usually the army allows Jews to go to the kever of Yosef HaTzadik in Shechem. We know he's buried there. Usually on Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. I've been there several times in my life. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it there last night, but I heard it was a wonderful event. And it's a very, very, very chashuv day here on Rosh Chodesh here. Okay, so Parshas Chukas. So let's get started. Parshas Chukas opens up with one of the more stranger halachos in Kol Torah Kula, one of those halachos which we don't really know about that much, and in terms of the explanation, is about the Parah Aduma. Well, in terms of we know a lot about the what. Like when people like to say it in terms of like learning, in terms of Derech Halima, there were two styles. There was Reb Shimon, there was Reb Chaim. There was the Reb Chaim Brisker, who was all about the what, defining the things. What is this? What is that? Or in Yiddish, it's called Vos. As opposed to Reb Shimon Shkap, who was always about the Svaras and the why, and about the Far Vos. Why exactly are things? So regarding the what, we know there's many dinim about the Paraduma, but in terms of the why, we don't really have... We don't exactly have a svara, and the Rambam actually in Hilchos Mikvos brings down in Perek Yid Aleph Halacha Yid Beis that what he says that all the halachos of Tumah and Tara are all really it's all about Gzeres HaKasef. You know, it's not. There's no real svaras, and he says it works both ways. He says it's on a logical viewpoint, a logical mindset of a human being. It's not really. You can't really understand what's the pshat in terms of when a person goes from tahar to tameh, and also the other way around when a person goes from a state of tumah tatara. It's much more formal dinim that Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us, and don't try to explain in terms of svaras. It's much more formal based on Gzeres HaKasevs. There's a pretty extreme, paradox in terms of what exactly goes on in the way the Paraduma, is supposed to, all the halachos. Part of the halachos in the beginning of Parshas Chukas and Perek Yates speaks about what exactly is supposed to happen. Right? Somebody who's mitame from a mace gets this stuff sprinkled on him, and all of a sudden becomes tahor. However, somehow whoever prepares the kohen. I'm not so familiar with really halachas of tumah and tahara and even halachas of kachim. Halavai should be, but I'm gonna try to zero in and hopefully get this right. So we said the person was mitame b'meis after the paraduma becomes tar. But however, interestingly, the person that prepares the paraduma now becomes tame, which is odd. Like somebody who's trying to help someone else become tar all of a sudden now becomes tame. So what exactly is pshat? So the Shemen HaTov explains. The Shemen HaTov, for those in Shalvin, the Shemen HaTov, Zatzal passed away, I think, about 2 years ago. It was Rav Reish from Shalvin, his wife's uncle. Used to be a Rav in New York. He was a tremendous darshan. I've heard stories about him that on Fridays he would get tons of calls from different rabbanim asking him for drushas, asking him for anything that's connected to the parsha regarding to a wedding or a bar mitzvah or an ufra for this or that, and he'd always be able to give them drushas no matter what the occasion was, no matter what the hashkafa the rav of the shul was. He was great at that. And he says as follows, anyways. So he says that it requires a deeper understanding in terms of the yesod of tumas meis. When people die, what's the yesod? There's a certain gzera in terms of after Adam Arishon ate from the eighth sadas, right after HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him not to. At that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a gzeir that people are, there's this concept that people are going to be dying. At a certain point, everyone maxes out. People are not going to be able to live forever. And so, what exactly is the pshat? It's as follows: that Adam tried to lift himself, tried to rise to higher levels, based on his own havana. He tried to, eats hadas, this thing will give me knowledge, so let me eat some fruits, and that's it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, don't. You could eat from everything else in this entire garden of the right in Gan Eden, except for this one tree, do not. And then he was obviously persuaded by Chava, who was persuaded by the snake. We know the rest of the story goes down there in Parshas Bereishis, but he tried to reach new heights based on his own havana without ignoring the instructions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and trying to use his own svaras. So too the yesod here is, I think it's good to, you have to understand that it says the Shemana Tov that in order to be metahir, in order to reach certain statuses, to go from tuma to tara, you have to involve, something has to be, it involves things in which we don't understand. We don't really understand the amkus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? We understand his overall yesod is that he's our father and our king and that he loves us, but certain things, but his whole plan and the way he can. So in the way his plan unfolds and unravels, sometimes we don't really understand it, and especially in the Indian of Tumantara, which we have very little explanation in Svara on, rather it's much more formal and oriented to Xeris Hakosifs. This is exactly the pshat that's why what happens as a result of the paraduma is something that we don't really understand completely, and that thing that which we don't understand is that all of a sudden you're going from all of a sudden the person that's preparing the paraduma is going from a status of tar to tummy. Just to deepen this a little bit, it's just sort of havana betaris. The pasuk in Yeshaya in Parak Lamed Gimel, I think pasuk Vav says, "V'hayu emunas oscha chosen Yeshua's chachmas v'das." These words actually represent six. The six words there represent the Chazal Darshan, the Shisha Sidri Mishnah, and das, right? Chachmas v'das represents kineged taras. There's a certain level of das and taras, and maybe I would like to suggest that perhaps using the yesod of the Shemana Tov, that again, in order to reach certain mandragas and tara, you have to involve yourselves in things, doing things that aren't necessarily das oriented. That exactly is the kesher between das and taras. When a person's involving himself in taras, he has to put everything aside. He has to put all of his das aside. He has to understand that in order to be pure in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is not something that's just logical. Rather, what there's a certain spiritual formula behind this, and this is not so simple. And you could also play. I always like to say also. In yeshivas, the more popular mesechtas are Nashim and Ezekiel, right? Yevam is Ksubas, Bavakama, Bavatsia, Bavabasra, Sanhedrin, Makus, Gittin, Kedushin. Those are the classic mesechtas that they learn in yeshivas because they involve a lot of Ian and a lot of Lumdus and a lot of Savaris and a lot of thinking and a lot of you can explain a lot of things, but you just have to think it through. And there's not that much learning that goes on in yeshivas in taras. Why? Because taras requires you to, the sort of taras requires you, to put all of your das and your knowledge to the side, your das and svaras, put them on hold, and rather what you have to listen to what the Ribbono Shalom says. That's also the yesod in terms of trying, when a person wants to be tar, when a person, it requires a lot of emuna, it requires, sometimes you don't understand things at face value, but it requires you to put your das and svaras to the side, on behalf of serving the Ribbono Shalom and on behalf of trying to fulfill the Ratzon HaBore. That's why also this yisod of Taurus is it's very, very hard to understand. Ravi Summer Garbus, who's Rav Ger Shnedelstein's son-in-law, is Rashiva Orcha Satori. He has a Taurus. He has a network of Taurus kolim, and the way they learn it's a very, very hard limud because again it's not your conventional style of learning. And I think it goes hand in hand the way the limud of Taurus goes and also the actual havana of the concept of Taurus. They go hand in hand. That it's not your classic das and svaras. Rather it's coming from the das of the Ribono Shel. So I've kind of idea number one. Idea number two of something a bit more simple. We know this week's parsha about the May Meriva, the waters, right? B'nai Yisrael was in the desert. And they were very, very thirsty, and they started complaining. So the pasuk says in Perek Chaf pasuk. Ches. So after Miriam died and there was lack of water, the people of Israel, they protest and Moshe Ribono Shel Olam were speaking and ultimately what happened was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe as follows. The pasuk says kachas hamateh va'akel ha'saida. Right, take your staff, gather the Eda, atav Aaron achicha with Aaron, v'dibartem el sela, speak to the rock, lay nehem before the venasan meimav, and I'll produce for you for water. Votzei selam mayim min asel ve'eshkisos Eda ve'esbiram. And what's going to happen? Water will rush out of the rock, and there'll be enough water for the entire kihila, and also their animals. Interestingly to note that the Lashon here it says, right, it splits Veshkisa Es Ha'ida Ves Biram. There'll be water for you and there'll be water for your animals. Masha Inkain, as it said a couple Psukim earlier in Parakhov Pasuk Dalit. What did the pasuk say when Bnei Yisrael were complaining? What did they say? V'lama evesim askal Hashem el amidbar lahazed lamus. Why did lamusham anachnu v'irenu? So they protest to Moshe. Why did you bring us, Klal Yisrael, to the desert to die? You know, us with our animals. Right, it didn't say us and it didn't say it didn't, it, there's no chilik between us and their animals. Rather, it was brought. Rather, the pasuk combined them together. So, what exactly is the pshat here? So, the Meshech Chachma picks up exactly on this point. The Meshech Chachma, right? Rav Meir Simcha Kohen Midvinsk, right? He's Chidush Rav Meir Simcha, also the famous Or Samech, Ala Rambam. So he says, so he wants to be mechalik that he picks up on this diak regarding why in pasuk ches it says ve'es biram as opposed to pasuk dalet doesn't say ve'es biram. So he says as follows that in pasuk dalet. That Bnei Yisrael were protesting, they equated themselves to animals, right? Well, what's the pshat? They were thirsty. They were like, why are we going to die? Like our, you know, we're going to die, and our animals are going to die. Both of us together. Why? Because what's the pshat? Because they viewed water as something physical, just like animals do. That's something in which animals do. And they were making a mistake. And what was the mistake? That was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted themselves, was looking for Bnei Yisrael to view the water that they were going to get as something more spiritual, something that was much more connected to Ruchnius. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them not to be like animals. Right, there's a certain difference, and that's exactly why HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking to Moshe, what was the pshat in pasuk ches? He said, "Here's going to be water for you and Bnei Israel and for your animals." Because what exactly is the pshat? Now that we're dealing with water, and we're dealing with other physical resources. But many species in the world are gaining from physical resources. But what exactly are they gaining? How exactly are they gaining? When it comes to animals and they receive water and food, the pshat is that Kadosh Baruch Hu views that animals don't have das. The pshat is that animals eat to physically survive. This is physical benefit, purely physical enjoyment and solely physical benefit. Masha Enkin, when it comes to human beings, the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, even the physical things, they're not just supposed to be, you know, not supposed to be resourceful in a physical way, but also in a spiritual way. And therefore, Yisod to be mechalik between us and the animals. And that's exactly what we failed to do, right? That's exactly what they failed, and that's why they did that. That's why they didn't achieve this high level status, right? Because they ended up just drinking like animals, and they didn't drink l'shem shamayim. They right when a person when a person wants to do something, if a person wants to be successful, always if he's l'shem shamayim, will always be successful. And if he's not, if he's just doing things regularly, that's how animals act. That's how the goyim act. And this is a yesod that a person, that yidden in this world need to understand that we are not like animals. We are not like goyim. We are different. Right. We say volatzion. Right. Baruch Elokeinu Shabranu Lichvodo. Right. He created us for His covet. V'hivdi lanu min atoim v'naslanu taras ames v'chayol v'tabas l'cheinu. What's the pshat? He separated us between us and everyone else. Us and the animals. Us and the goyim. And since we're separate, what are we? We're the Ama Nivchar, we're the chosen nation. And then the chosen nation, what were we roy to? Right? He gave us the Torah. Right? We got both Torah Shebechsav and both Torah and also the Torah Shebechsav. Why? Because we are unique. Because we are separate. And what exactly is that uniqueness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking from us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is requesting from us that the things in which we do, the goal is to be mekadesh the chomer, right? We can do the same things as the animals and the gun, but there has to be a different reason. We have to understand why exactly are we doing. Are we doing different things? And what's the pshat? If we don't succeed in understanding the reasonings that the reasons why we do things are different than the goyim, then rachmana litzlan. You've seen a lot all over the world. We'll start to assimilate with secular society, which unfortunately has happened a lot. Outside Eretz Yisrael, and it's very, very unfortunate. However, though, again, if the yisod is that we understand that our tafkid in life is to be mekadesh im shemaim and also be mekadesh the chomer, that the goal is again everything that the goal is again HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give us anything, and if we can turn we can turn anything into a way in terms of a kli, in terms of how to serve the Ribono Shalom, and in terms of a kli, in terms of to realize that this is supposed to help our not only our physical growth but also our spiritual growth. Then ultimately, that is fulfilling the tafkid of the Ribono Shel Olam. So, ad kan idea number two. Idea number three, and with this we'll finish, is another. So the second idea was about the Mei Meriva, and the meaning the failure of the Jews. Now, what I want to speak about is within the concept of the Mei Meriva, the waters of strife, as Mefarshim like to explain it in English, is we want to understand now in terms of the issue of Moshe, right? This exactly was the sin of Moshe, right? The pasuk says in pasuk, it's right in Perek Chaf, right just a couple of psukim later, Chaf Yud Aleph, Vayare Moshe's Yado. Right, Moshe lifted his hand. Vayach es hasela b'mateyu pa'amayim v'yatzu mayim rabim v'tesh taida uviram. Again, he hit the rock twice, and all of a sudden a bunch of water came out, and the Ada and the animals drank. Obviously, again, the fact that it didn't say v'es ha'ida v'es b'iram, you could obviously make that diak again within the Meshech Chachma that works l'shitaso. But again, what I want to focus on now is just the sin of Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, we know what. There's many different, I think there's maybe about five or six. There's for sure five famous views in terms of what exactly was the sin of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? There's Rashi, the Rambam, Rabbeinu Chananel, the Abarbanel, and Chidush Arim. But I think even there's others. I think maybe say the Evan Ezra as a pshat, the Urchayim as a pshat. There's definitely these five popular ones. The Ramban, right? Has one. So there's definitely five popular ones. There might be three less popular ones. But there's definitely a lot of pshatim. But let's go. Let's try to work with the most basic pshat, and that is pshat in Rashi. And well, what exactly was the sin? Says Rashi there. Rashi there in pasuk Yud Aleph. What exactly did he do? Lefi says right says Rashi, Lefi shalot tziva hamakom la'akos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't command Moshe to hit the rock, ela v'dibarten el ha'sela, rather just to speak to the rock. Right, and that be'etzem was
the sin. The sin was not listening to the Ribono Shalom and Moshe deciding
to take matters into his own account and hitting the rock in order to draw out water as opposed to speaking to it. And we know also that Rashi explains that because of this chait, we know that Moshe was ultimately prevented from entering Eretz Yisrael, which was his punishment for the sin. Right, he died right before Bnei Yisrael was getting ready to enter Eretz Yisrael. Ask the Nesiv Shalom, how could it be that Moshe sinned? How could it be that we ever even got to this situation? How could it be that Moshe was ever punished instead of not going to Eretz Yisrael? We got punished. How did this even start? We have to remember, Moshe Rabbeinu could very well be the greatest human being that ever lived in this world. He was the manik. He brought Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. He was a tremendous anav. He was a leader. He was full of kedusha and tara. He was the closest person ever to the Ribono Shalom. He was up there learning with Kadosh Baruch Hu day and night by Maamid Har Sinai. Where exactly did this go wrong? So he explains that the yisod has to do with the nes of the waters. The fact that the water and the rock, this whole nes was can be viewed on multiple madrigas. Let's take a step back regarding the yisod of the nes. To hit the rock, which Moshe did, that was just a physical. That's what you call a physical miracle. Everyone was watching. He took a stick, hit it twice, and all of a sudden water rushed out. So that was a physical miracle in which Bnei Yisrael was on a certain level, and it happened because obviously Bnei Yisrael was roy for it, and they ended up getting the water, and they were satisfied. However, that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was demanding of Moshe, and he asked, and commanded him, was to speak to the rock. That was something that's on a much, that's not so physical. That's on a much higher madriga. And that madriga, Moshe Rabbeinu thought was that really that Bnei Yisrael didn't think they were worthy of that type of miracle. And he didn't think that really the miracle would come to fruition if you would end up speaking to the rock, because Bnei Yisrael was not worthy of that miracle. And that, the Nesiv HaShalom explains, that be'etzem was the sin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to speak to the rock, and the truth is that means that Bnei Yisrael were roi for this type of miracle of speech, and not just a classic physical miracle. And that's also yisod. The etzem of Moshe's sin was what? Was that he didn't realize the special koach and the special schuyos of the Jews. And it's also a tremendous yisod in life that sometimes if things aren't going our way, we have to understand that with the flip of the switch, since we're Yidden, since we're the Am HaNivchar, anything can happen. Right? Never underestimate the kochos and the schuyos that Yidden have. See, many. How do we know this? Because we see many, many nisim and flows that happened over the years, whether it be a nes nigla or a nes nistar. And to summarize, these were three ideas which we spoke about today. The first idea of again the sort of paraduma, not trying to undermine the Ribono Shalom's way of running the world through your svaras. The second idea, the Meimeriva regarding Bnei Yisrael, how they underachieved and wanted to be and tried to view themselves like their failure in terms of trying to be on the level of animals and not trying to be on their own level. And the last idea we spoke about was the Meimeriva regarding the sin of Moshe, that he underestimated the power of the power and the schuyos of the Jews. Yashar Koach, everyone, have a great day, and Chodesh Tov.